Increasing levels of ground-level ozone coincide with increased admissions to hospital for respiratory diseases. In Windsor-Essex County, smog is causing thousands of emergency hospital visits, costing our healthcare system over $23 million to treat unnecessary respiratory illness. What's worse is that 9% of all non-accidental deaths in Windsor-Essex County are due to smog. Children are particularly vulnerable to smog because their lungs are still developing. They spend more time outdoors being physically active, they breathe faster than adults, and inhale more air per kilogram of body weight, and their breathing zone is lower than adults, which exposes them to vehicle exhausts and heavier pollutants that concentrate at lower levels in the air. In fact, smog has been found to aggravate asthma, leading to more frequent and severe asthma attacks, to increase the number of respiratory infections, to aggravate and induce allergies, to increase school day absences, and to increase emergency room visits, hospital admissions, and premature deaths. It's important to note that idling is particularly an issue at schools. Many parents idle their vehicles while waiting to pick up their children. This is compounded by the fact that, due to commuting traffic, smog is already at its daily peak when parents are picking up their kids. Many people believe that they are protected from air pollution if they remain inside their vehicles. However, the International Center for Technology Assessment found that exposure to most auto pollutants, including volatile organic compounds and carbon monoxide, is much higher inside vehicles than at the roadside. Volatile organic compounds and carbon monoxide are linked to serious problems like respiratory irritation and cancer, and are known to shorten life. The highest exposure occurs when sitting in traffic congestion on highways or in a lineup of idling vehicles.